Welcome to Holistic Horseworks Talks. Join us with founder April Love as we talk about equine care. Learn what you can do to keep your horse happy, healthy, rideable, and sound through their 30s. Have a question you'd like to submit to the podcast? Just email April at holistichorseworks.com for a chance to get it featured on the next episode.
Hi, this is Lily, and I'm here with April Love. On a sad subject, several of my friends have had to put their horses down recently. How can you tell when it's time to let them go?
So it's a good question. We just did all three levels in Vacaville, California, and there was a horse almost about 30. And one of my students was really empathic, and she was just crying as she was working on the horse. And she was asking the barn owner what's going on. And, oh, yeah, I took him back because I just always guarantee to take any horse I sell back. And he's just kind of going downhill, and he's not going to make it. He had a deep systemic infection and lots of problems with his teeth and just a whole bunch. And she says, I'm just waiting for him to tell me when he wants to go. And we kind of did a little emotional session with him. And what came up, and even with the other students, once you start listening to the horse, he just really wanted to be appreciated. He wanted to be reincarnated. He wanted to come back on this farm. He loved this woman and stuff, but his body was so uncomfortable, and we could only do so much in my classes. But definitely before winter, you know, hits in. So usually most people want to give them, you know, a nice summer, try and keep them comfortable, but not have an old horse that's hurting and can't move around in winter. So we had decided for this horse to kind of give him a party. She has Lazy Daisy kids horses. So they were going to make a big party and bathe them and do all these things as like a going away party for him. So all the kids could say how much they appreciated him and stuff like that. And it made all of my students cry. Sorry, still makes me cry. So it's just nice to kind of get quiet with the horse. And I had an older dog, and I would just keep saying, you know, tell me when it's time to go. And when she said it was finally time to go, then I had her euthanized in a nice way out by the swimming pool and waterfall and Zen music playing. So it's always nice to invite anyone that might know the horse and make a special day for them. And then when you say goodbye. So, but definitely don't make them suffer through the winter. Sorry, you can tell I still get emotional about it. So it's just really nice too. They just want to be appreciated. And a lot of times they're hanging around for the people because the people can't let them go. You know, the person is going to be so sad. So then the horse or the dog is staying on just for the person, even though they're just sleeping all day and can barely move around. So sometimes we have to let go of what we want and how lonely we will be without them. And just pick a good weather day and, you know, make it a nice special grooming special day. And I just have the vet come out, and the first shot is usually to get him out of pain and put him into like a surgery sleep. So, and then the next shot is usually the one that stops their heart. So I don't like taking a dog into the vet to do that. I don't think that that's very nice. I know some people don't have an option with, they can't put their horse down on their farm. So it's just, you know, working around all of that. What's a good situation to do this in so that when the owner is grieving, they feel good about what they did and, you know, what they did for their horse and letting the horse go and keeping a good memory of their horse. So you just have to kind of sometimes ask for help, your neighbors, friends, people that knew the horse. How can we make this the best situation possible to say goodbye? And just make sure that we're thinking about them and not ourselves. This is April with HolisticHorseworks.com, and you can find YouTube videos at Holistic Horseworks on YouTube.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Holistic Horseworks Talks with April Love. Remember to check the show notes for links to all the resources mentioned in this episode. Have a question you'd like to submit to the podcast? Email April at holistichorseworks.com for a chance to get it featured on the next episode. Loved this information? Share it with your horse friends. They'll find it helpful too. To learn more, visit holistichorseworks.com. And before you go, make sure you have a copy of our free ebook, Horse 101, Everything You Wish You Had Known Before You Got Your First Horse, at horseacademy101.com.